Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don Sutton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Brown. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount scores. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Howell moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howell moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howell scores. Moore moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moore moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. Moore scores. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards the mound. Sutton can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gettman hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Howell reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Moore reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Howell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howell scores. Moore scores. Gantner moves to second. It's 7-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Tellman now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 8-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Ogilvie moves to third. It's 9-0, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Thomas scores. It's 11-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Moore reaches second base with a double. Howell goes all the way around to score. It's 12-0, Brewers. Luis Aponte now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 13-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. Cooper moves to second. It's 14-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing third base. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-3 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.